zombie attack. Preparing for the zombie invasion. Is your town or city prepared for a zombie attack? Robert Ainslie wanted to know what plans the city of Leicester had. Can you please let us know what plans there are in case of a zombie invasion? Robert asked in a letter to his local council. Having watched several films, it's clear that preparation for such an event is often poor, and councils throughout the country should be prepared for this possibility. Under the Freedom of Information Act, Leicester City Council had 20 working days to respond. But city leaders didn't take it seriously. We've had a few wacky requests before, but this one really made us laugh, said Councillor Lynn Wyeth. Disappointed with the response, fellow zombie fan James Dixon decided to put the council to the test. He sent a Facebook message to friends, inviting them to take part in a zombie attack. Before long, news had spread across other social networking sites, and hundreds of zombie fans agreed to join in. A movie makeup company even helped people achieve the zombie look. Dressed in ripped clothes and covered in makeup, the group of zombies gathered in the town centre and made their way to the council offices. One witness said, "People were working when all of a sudden a horde of zombies appeared. Of course, if it had been a real zombie attack, I think people would have been running for their lives." The zombies finally arrived at the council offices and began their attack, groaning and reaching towards people. But luckily, there was no real danger. "There were just a couple of security guards at the building," said James. "We didn't try to get inside, just pressed ourselves against the glass, as zombies do. Then we all went to the pub." Let's hope the council takes zombies a bit more seriously now.